It would be hard to do a special on the sounds of Southwark without looking at the Thames River, and I'm here on the Thames River path that stretches along the river, up along to the London Eye. I'm right next to Blackfriars Bridge. I can see the dome of St Paul's just over on the other side, and there's people walking on the other side of the river as well. Unfortunately, on this side, probably because of the path and the number of people that walk along here every day, I can't get down to the river's edge. So I'm stuck a little way above the water. You can probably still hear the ripples rolling up the pebbles below. The river's been really important to Southwark and, of course, the capital in general. But ever since people started living in the Thames Basin almost 500,000 years ago, the Vikings came up in the 9th century, the Normans a couple of hundred years later. The river's been used for trade. It connects to the major canals, very important for moving things around the country, and Southwark used to be an industrial area and produced a lot of goods, and of course it was really important for those goods to move to other places so they could be sold. The Thames has had its fair share of problems. There was the Great Stink in the late 1850s, which followed the introduction of the WC, which might have seemed like a benefit for hygiene, but ironically led to the deaths of thousands of people from cholera. This is basically because people would be flushing all the stuff they didn't want out of their houses, which was great, but that stuff, all that sewage, would go straight into the Thames, and the Thames became just a big sewage pit where disease could foster and grow. And the Parliament had to close for a while, so bad was the smell. The Thames itself is about 213 miles long, and how's this for a statistic? One body is fished out of the river every week.